It's a pleasure to welcome Keith Hernandez to the show. And as I told Keith, we did a show in spring training, the art of different aspects of the game. And I wanted to do the art of first baseman. I've been waiting for you to come into San Francisco, 11-time Gold Glove winner. And I'll just say, the art of playing first base, what does it mean?
Well, it means a lot of things. I mean, outside of the catcher, a first baseman's involved in more plays in the course of a game and can affect the outcome of the game. Obviously, there's footwork around the bag. There's fundamentals as far as cutoffs and relays, like everybody else, every other infielder's position. Holding runners on, you're involved in bunts. There's a whole lot that goes on, and I think it's a very, very important position, because if you got a, in the old days, when you stick the old guy over there or someone that couldn't field, you got the bases loaded with two outs and the ball in the dirt doesn't get picked, and it rolls down the right field line, you got three runs to score.
You know, you're a Bay Area guy, and I was thinking about it driving in today, and you could make that play that when they would bunt and the runner would be going to third. You could come in and make that play to third. And, of course, your father would remember Ferris Fain and, you know, those days. And Fain would be on the other side of home plate. He'd be on the third base side. But you could make that play. It's sort of a lost art.
Well, it's just a lot of guys are lazy, and they don't think, to me, it was if they got a bunt play on and we didn't get the lead runner, we failed. Keeps number one, keeps the runner out of scoring position. Number two, keeps the double play in order. So that was always my goal. And, you know, when you got runners on first and second, you don't have to hold the runner on. So you can really creep in and put a lot of pressure on the pitcher. When you're holding a runner on, we had plays that we had in St. Louis that I brought over to New York with me. Would that be a sequence of three pitches that go to the mound and say, okay, throw over the first two pitches and the third one go home? And with a right-hander, they would key off me. And I always cheated forward around a yard. And my feet were parallel to the line so I can go right to home, push off my right leg and get home. But with a right-hander, I would wait for him to come to us. This is things we worked on in spring. Okay. Now, I would come, the pitcher would come to the belt, set in the stretch. As soon as he saw me break, then he'd throw home. So that gave me a step and a half and got me, more importantly, momentum going towards the ball, towards the play. Left-hander, I keyed off of him, and we did the same. I knew he wasn't going to come over, what I knew he wasn't. And as soon as he lifted his foot, I broke home, and I was able to get a good jump on the bunt. And then we had a pickoff play at the left-hander, too, where he would key off me if he was going to throw over. I would take two steps in on my first step. That's when he would do his start his motion, his pickoff move. And the timing would be perfect, me coming back. So I'd be faking two steps in and coming back. And sometimes when you had a speedy runner on, you know, you would do double pickoffs in a row. Not so much with the idea, you never pick a guy off because it's a bunt. But just that one little split second he may hesitate when you go home might be the difference in him being safe or out at second base.
Boy. Well, I asked the right guy the question. That's very good. Boy, that's, you know, a great explanation of that bunt play. Now, did you ever get crossed up, though, with the hitter? I mean, it is a little dangerous coming in, and you want to make that play. And, of course, the fear, I guess, is the hitter hitting away.
Certainly. Well, that happened a lot. I only had not really a close call. Number one, I knew who the good hitting pitchers were. Okay, so, and you know the bad ones. The bad ones aren't going to, I never feared them. Greg Maddux was one that could handle the bat. I feared him most of anybody, that he could bring the bat back and but it's called Butcher Boy, right? And he would try to inside out it to me. But he never, the only guy that almost got me was, I was the Cubs, and it was Bob Dennier. And he tried to push a bunt by me real hard when I was on this, but I was able to deflect it and get the lead runner. But all the years that I played, 17 years, never had a close call.
Did you ever worry about getting jammed? How did you avoid that?
Well, we all worried about getting jammed, and the key to that is, you know, that you got to accept the fact that you are going to get jammed. You know, there's Major League, they're making a living out there, too. The pitcher establishes in and gets you worried in, and he's got you the rest of the day. So that's the constant battle. I looked in once in a while. I look in just to, maybe I always like to look in the first at bat in hopes of getting a fastball in, which was their best pitch, and you pull it foul. They go, oh, my God, I got my best fastball. They didn't know you were looking in there. So just keeping the front shoulder in, picking the ball up out of the hand, see the ball and hit it. I mean, Sam Musial taught us, came to minor league camp when I was 18 years old, and he started talking about hitting, and he threw his bat down after he was stuttering, and he just said, you know what, all I ever did was look fastball, saw the ball out of the hand, and reacted. So you'll see the ball and hit it, and that's basically what I did.
Yeah, you were very good at it. Did you like to hit the other way?
I could hit the other way, yes. I was actually, when I first came up, I did go the other way. I learned the pulls. I got more experienced and really became more of a pull hitter later in my career. But I naturally went the other way. I got a ball away. I can drive it into left center field.
Yeah. Ever try to hit a home run?
Yes, very rarely. Late in games, particularly late stretch run, yes, a few times. The book of me was inside, so I could always look in for one strike and try to lift it.
Yeah, Billy Williams said he tried one time against Koufax. He actually got it done. He told his teammates, I'm going to hit this one out. And he actually did it.
Well, with me, it was John Tudor. Tudor had a hard-running fastball inside, and he got traded to the Dodgers. And I knew he was going to throw me a fastball in the Dodger Stadium his first year there, and I hit a home run off of him. That was my only home run off of him. He was very difficult left-handed. And, you know, Kruko, too, was pretty good, too.
How many did you hit off Kruk?
I don't remember. He got me more than I got him.
All right. A pleasure to have you. Always. I look forward to seeing you when you come in, Keith. Okay. Thanks so much.
Oh, good to see you.
All right.